You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The Three Waters Reform aims to provide safe, reliable drinking water, better environmental performance of wastewater and stormwater services, efficient, sustainable, resilient, and accountable multi-regional water sewage services, and making it affordable for future generations. Taumata Arawai has recently been established as the new water regulator and aims to strengthen regulation around the three waters, drinking water, wastewater, and stormwater. I spoke to Eugenie Sage of the Green Party about their position on the issue.
The basic aims of the Three Waters Reform are to ensure that everyone has access to clean, healthy drinking water, that we have improved wastewater systems so we're not discharging contaminated water into our streams and estuaries, and to improve the delivery of stormwater services.
Why are the Green Party advocating for public ownership of water entities?
The Green Party has sought to entrench one provision in the current bill because we believe that universal, affordable access to three waters is a basic human right and it's a public good. So keeping these essential services in public ownership, in our view, deserves strong legal protection and meets the threshold for entrenchment. Entrenchment is when you have a provision in the legislation here which could only be changed if 60% of the MPs in Parliament are voted for change. We think that public water services meets that threshold to protect them against privatisation.
Does it seem like the anti-privatisation measures will be instituted in a different way now that the entrenchment clause was retracted?
The entrenchment clause is proposed to be removed tomorrow when Parliament resumes. We're disappointed that government hasn't kicked off a wider debate, though the Standing Orders Select Committee of Parliament is to discuss it, and we hope that they invite public submissions because the Greens think we do need stronger protection for critical public assets that provide us with our drinking water and wastewater services.
Some have suggested that water should not be a public entity, which is the main way it is delivered at present. What impact would privatisation have on New Zealand?
Well, we've seen in the United Kingdom where Maggie Thatcher privatised the delivery of water services, and now they have got big debt mountains. They're not performing well in terms of things like sewage discharges and increasing costs to users. In Scotland, which has provided the model for New Zealand, we've seen a big entity, the Water Commission of Scotland, deliver the service. And there, though, any of their borrowing for investment is backed by government. We think the same thing should happen in Aotearoa because we don't want the four new entities to get deeply mired in debt to investment, private equity investors and others.
Is there any potential upside to government and council entities being privatised? Why or why not?
Councils deliver core public services. We saw in 2013 300,000 New Zealanders supported a referendum on keeping our energy companies, Meridian, Genesis, in public ownership. When the referendum was held, 67% of those who voted supported keeping the energy companies in public ownership. The former national government ignored that public views of 1.3 million New Zealanders and partially privatised them. Where you have public ownership, you have the services being designed and delivered for the benefit of the public, not to maximise the dividend return and the profit to private owners and investors.
Finally, what can the public do to make their voices heard if they feel strongly about this issue?
There's been a lot of public submissions on the bill. There are two more pieces of legislation planned, but the easiest way is probably just to email your local MP and express your views. The Green Party made sure that we got some other protections in the legislation, ensuring that the regional representative group on each of the four entities has got a role in examining major transactions, but we wanted this clause entrenched because it's the critical clause about the entities maintaining water services and not disposing of infrastructure. So if it's taken out tomorrow, it does mean that a future parliament, just with a 51% majority could remove that provision from the legislation.
That was Green Party spokesperson Eugenie Sage on the Three Waters reform.
And we'll be right back after this short break.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.